Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We are starting just a little bit late today. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Back here on a Tuesday, second day back from vacation, and it is snowing. It is slick out there. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can hear us there, too. It's absolutely free. Good morning, Jimmy. Was it slick for you?
Oh, no. No, it's actually hot outside. It's actually, you know what's funny? Because I was just in California. I was man, maybe I should just move.
Yeah.
Because this is a little chilly.
Yeah.
But I did get my car in the garage, so I always like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got my car, it was 40.
Yeah.
I think I must have like a heat lake.
Yeah.
It was toasty in there.
I woke up this morning and I put my boots out, right? Because it's going to snow this morning. And I can't wear slides in the snow, right?
Right.
Well, I guess the dog got my boots last night.
Oh.
And so I couldn't find the other boot. I got one boot. Yeah. I couldn't find the other boot. So I got slides on in the snow this morning.
Oh, no.
And my feet are wet and cold.
Nice.
Oh, miserable.
Damn, it doesn't really shock me.
I'm looking everywhere. I'm trying not to wake up the father-in-law. You know, he's asleep.
He's on the air mattress
in the living room. And I'm walking around trying to find my boot this morning. Can't find it anywhere. So it's one of those days, you know.
And you only have two pair of shoes?
Well, pretty much.
Really? Yeah.
Slides and boots. That's it.
Yeah. That is crazy.
That's about it for my house.
Ready for any occasion.
I think the snow's going to continue for like the next 4 or 5 hours, they say.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's pretty, it's coming down.
Yeah.
And it's all ice. I mean, it's all ice. And where I live, they didn't pre-treat it or anything. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I'm kind of on alert this morning because I'm trying to figure out Frog's school for him. To see if there's a delay this morning because Mom's out of town.
Gotcha.
And BJ's kind of, you know, I'm on guard.
Don't they just text you?
They normally do, but I'm surprised we haven't gotten anything this morning.
Well,
you know,
one way or the other.
So, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know what time they usually put it out there. I feel like it's like at 6.
I'm hoping in the next 20 minutes or so they make a call on that.
Because you don't even have to watch anymore. They just text you now. They took all the fun out of watching the bottom scroll.
Yeah.
We used, and not only that, radio used to read off all the school closings and stuff. That was so much fun back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Cooper Elementary, you're going to be 2 hours late this morning. Prepare for that.
Yeah. Now it's all texting. It's all texting.
Took all the fun away from us,
didn't
they?
They sure did. Anyway, so everybody just be careful. And I saw two people check into the boards.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a shame right there. And then all of us are like, oh, there goes another one. Son of a gun.
Glad it's not me.
I know.
That sucks, though.
It does.
I mean, you're 5 o'clock in the morning, and you've slid off into a guardrail somewhere. lights flashing. Yeah, it's like, oh,
what
crap.
What did I do? Who do I call?
Sucks. Welcome to Colorado. All right, we'll take a quick break here. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting rolling. It is a Tuesday. Good morning, everybody. Be careful out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. It is a Tuesday. Slick out there. Be careful. There are several schools that you're running late today. I don't see cancellations, but you are running late. Most of your schools. A lot
of them. The Castle Rock Senior Citizens area, I think that said it was closed. Because I remember seeing it yesterday on the news. I was like, how do they know already?
It is closed.
Yeah, and it was like, did you see it all over the news yesterday?
Yeah.
It's the only thing that was running on the scroll is Castle Rock Senior Citizens Center was closed. And I was like, it hasn't even snowed yet.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
They're scared.
I guess so.
Yeah, the old people, man.
It's crazy.
So take it easy. The roads are horrible this morning. I know the plows have been out, but it's so cold. This stuff just packed down, man. It's just nothing but ice out there.
Well, just two things related to weather. Number one is I was thinking as I was driving in, I was just in Los Angeles, Northern California. It was so nice and by the ocean. I was like, oh my God, I should move. But I guess on that side of the country, they have a huge, like, I've never even seen this in my lifetime. Starting today, they have a deadly wind warning. They actually called it, like, I know we had one too, but they're calling it, like, I mean, catastrophic wind warning in Los Angeles.
No, wow.
Yeah, I've never seen that in my life. Catastrophic wind warning.
What are those winds called? They come out of the
Santa Ana winds.
Santa Ana,
yeah.
That's right.
And then going then east, all my friends in the Midwest, they're still sucked in with ice. My friend yesterday, he took a temperature in his house, and it's down to 52 degrees. He still doesn't have any.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they're running their fireplace, but that's all they got.
Yeah, out here, at least we're used to it. We're prepared for it. You know, even with the trucks and plows and stuff, but man, when you get back east and they get those ice storms, there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, we rarely get an ice storm here. I mean, because of Colorado, just the way it is. But back there, if that ice can be 2 and 3 inches thick.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I think tomorrow morning we're supposed to be down to 7 single digits here.
See, not a fan of that. Not a fan.
Me either.
Oh, my God.
I think my golf tournament's off.
Well, yeah. I think so. I have all my Christmas boxes. So my plan was, I don't know if you guys are all suffering from Amazon box overloads, right? And some of them are just so thick and everything. I was like, I was getting so tired cutting them down. And so my plan was put them all in the garage and then run over them with the Jeep.
It's like a trash compactor.
Yeah, right? So I had them all piled in there, and I'm just going to run them back and forth and back and forth with the Jeep and just squash them down.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Right? So then it starts snowing, so I just threw them over to the third spot, and I got my car in, so thank God.
I had a friend of mine that put together, I mentioned this golf tournament thing. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. It's January in Colorado, and he put together this tournament. He called it a squirrel gets a nut, okay?
Yeah.
For Sunday. And it was looking like, when he put it together, that it was going to be around 50 degrees, which you can go out and, you know, play a little golf here in Colorado. But now it looks like a horrible idea, because I think we're only supposed to be in the mid-20s on Sunday with more snow on the way.
Well, not only that, but with all the snow on the you can't find your ball.
No.
Everything's white.
No, he's looking like a little dubby now. He's not looking so good.
No.
It's like, okay, good idea there, Travis.
Yeah.
Good idea. Good idea. All right, did you see, I've got a news story here. Did you see the guy that got stuck at the bottom of that ski run because he was following his GPS at Keystone?
Yes, I did. And it's an Audi, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. Poor guy. He was going to go to the housing area, and it told him to turn left into, because he was in the parking lot, and so then he kept going through the parking lot, and then it told him to turn left, and he's just stuck there.
And then all you see in the picture is just his car at the bottom of a ski run. Here's the story.
Skiers dealing with a new obstacle at Keystone Resort, a parked car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, not supposed to be there. So you're seeing a sedan parked near the Mountain House base area. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says the driver of the car, who lives in Boulder, was following a GPS route to an employee housing complex Sunday night when the GPS told them to turn onto the ski area.
Oh my gosh.
The driver did it. listened to GPS, but got stuck and abandoned the car for the night. But the driver did leave a note with their phone number for easy contact. The sheriff's office says the driver did not get sighted.
I hate when your GPS is on delay and you miss a turn.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Yeah. But remember when the GPS, this was probably, I don't know, 4 years ago, got everybody stuck on that muddy one-way lane road?
Yeah.
Yeah, here in Colorado.
That my favorite is you, Jamie, because you had put in, I think you put in Coors Field or something like that. Remember, you were going to go down to the ball game.
Right.
And you ended up in some part of town, not even close to the ballpark.
It was like the junior, they called it Coors Field, but it was like mini Coors Field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like in Arvada, and it was for like little kids.
Yeah, you missed everything because she was stuck way out. I mean, she was 20 miles from the ballpark.
And I just moved back here, so I didn't know my way around. And I'm like, this is really far. I've never been this far.
You came in so angry about your GPS.
God, I was. Because there's more than one Coors Field.
That's a great story. All right, we'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Finally, we were right about something.
What?
Tom Holland and Zendaya are indeed engaged.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
So rumors that the two were engaged began after Zendaya was seen wearing a gigantic bauble on her ring finger, her left finger, at the 2025 Golden Globes. Sources close to them say that he popped the question between Christmas and New Year's at one of her houses. They say that Holland actually met with Zendaya's father, which I like, a few months beforehand to get his permission, and that their family really likes him. Now, reps haven't confirmed it, but everybody's saying it's true, and all her friends are saying it's true, and blah, blah, blah. So, yay, there's one.
There you go.
Yay.
Got it right.
The other gossip that came out of the Golden Globes is that, what's her name? Demi Moore snubbed Kylie Jenner.
No, it's the other way around. Kylie snubbed Demi.
Nope, it's not.
That's okay.
Nope, it's not. Demi walked up to the table and she was hugging somebody, and then she completely ignored Kylie. Kylie kept looking at her like a puppy, like, talk to me, talk to me. And then Demi went around her and went and talked to Timothy, and then she kept moving on, but she never talked to Kylie.
Shmadu, you don't have sources. Jamie has sources.
It's not right at
okay?
all.
You're
it's absolutely
so
not
wrong,
right.
Dude.
Because everybody went after Demi about it. And Demi was like, look,
really?
I wasn't snubbing her. In fact, I said hello to her.
Yeah, I saw where the incident happened. I didn't know who snubbed who, but I did see where the incident happened. I guess it was a big deal.
Well, everybody was loving it because everybody's like, well, Demi Moore doesn't have time for people like Kylie. You know, like... Like, what have you done, bitch?
Yeah. I wish I'd make the news when I get snubbed.
Right?
Because I get snubbed every day. Our boss snubs me every day.
Yesterday, you snubbed him.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was so rude. He was talking to you, and you're like, all right, well, I got to go talk to Andre. He's like sitting here like, okay.
So I didn't even realize that I snubbed him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You're like, I got more important things to do.
I know.
It doesn't matter what
That's
you're saying.
That's funny. I thought the same thing. It was so rude. I was like, wow.
Well, I'd set up that appointment with Andre, and he had other things he needed to do.
I know, but that's our boss.
Oh, he'll be okay.
It was just really weird, and you hadn't seen him for 2 weeks, and you're just so rude. It's like, wow. Okay, well, we'll see you, Beach.
Sorry about that. I didn't even realize it.
Anyway, so yeah, so Demi Moore came up to the table. This blonde chick was there, and it's like, oh my God, Demi. And it was so sad, because Kylie Jenner was just like, please talk to me, please talk to me. She was just looking up at her like a little puppy with
you
big
know,
eyes.
The first thing I thought was, why was Kylie Jenner even there?
Because she's dating Chalamet. Timothy.
So she doesn't really, she didn't have like a nomination or anything like that, right? No work she'd done.
No, but her boyfriend is a huge actor.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know that.
But it was sad. And then Demi walked behind her. And then Kylie turned this way like, Demi, I'm still here. And everybody's like, Timothy, you should have said, like, this is my girlfriend, Kylie. But he didn't do that either. He was just like, oh, my God, Demi's paying attention to me, too. And poor Kylie was just like, meh. So sad. But I don't think she did it intentionally. In fact, if you really watch the video, she does, her back is to the camera, but it looks like she does say hi to Kylie.
Yeah.
Briefly, like real quick. But I don't know. I don't feel like she really snubbed her that much.
Yeah.
I think she might not have even known who she was.
That's very possible.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know. She just looked
if I ran up on her at Denny's or something, I wouldn't know.
She's ordering a Grand Slam.
Oh, yeah. She's sitting there with the smothered and covered, man. I'd be like, who's that chick? I mean, she's pretty hot, but I wouldn't know her.
She is hot.
I wouldn't know her.
Yeah. And then the other weird thing that happened is that Kate Beckinsale and Matt Rife were spotted smooching at the after party following the Golden Globes. Now, she's 22 years older than him.
Yeah.
Matt Rife, you know him as the comedian. Kate Beckinsale is known as hot and actress, right? And so they were kissing and being affectionate. They had dated in the past, but 22 years older. Look at Matt go.
Man. Likes them older women.
Yeah.
He does.
Man. I guess
he talks
right?
about it all the time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So they were kissing, being affectionate with one another. Her arms were around his neck. His arms and hands were around her waist. They were very close. And then I saw them kiss a couple times. Another source said they were friendly exes that were having some fun, some cocktails, and making out.
Wow.
You know how, like, sometimes you see your ex and you just make out
with her. Yeah, it's comfortable. Yeah. You know?
Did you see the gift bags? And the trips they gave away?
I did not.
At the Golden Globes? No. And these people are millionaires, okay? They're multi rich. These trips they were giving away were worth like $500,000.
I'm surprised they take them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that no matter how much money you have, you love things for free.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's just an ink pen, you love things for free. It doesn't matter how much money you got. Anything comped is still cool.
So the gift bags are worth $1 million. There was a $40,000 facelift in there.
Oh, nice.
And a $60,000 yacht trip.
I
just
don't think I'd go to a plastic surgeon that gives me a gift card.
Yeah, me either. And they did giveaways. They had $500,000 trip to Turks and Caicos that they gave away, and it was valued at $500,000+.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, because a lot of times they have to have their picture taken with the people that they're taking the gift bags from, and so they just skip it all together. Like, I'm not endorsing you.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. So.
Maybe that's why Kylie was there, to get a gift bag.
Maybe so. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Maybe some of it was her stuff. Maybe she had her lift kits in there, yeah. Anyway, let's see here. What else? Wicked director says there's a long road ahead. He's the guy that is Wicked director. John Chu says that it might be a long wait until we get the Britney Spears anticipated biopic based on her current memoir. You know, The Woman in Me is supposed to become a movie, right? And so he's saying that he's a big fan of hers, but he really wants to do it justice. So it's going to take a while, that she is on board. She's going to be involved, but he hasn't really started on it yet. So don't expect anything soon.
Okay.
So he's going to take his time and do it right. Plus, I think he's been really busy with Wicked.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway.
I did see where she...
what is that? My new word now? Anyway.
She reconciled with her kids over the holiday.
One of them, right?
Right. I thought it was both, but it might have been one. I don't know. I don't keep up with Britney Spears.
You know, my theory is because their child support ended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got the audio if you want to hear.
I'd love to hear it.
Wouldn't you like to hear that?
I would.
Is that common?
Yeah,
must enter your treatment.
That's
my baby.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's just her on camera with her kids.
It sounded
but
like
she reconciled.
Somebody speaking Spanish.
She keeps trying to speak German and like with a German accent.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-huh.
Don't you do?
Yeah.
That was some good audio. Thank you for playing it, BJ.
I'd play it again if you want to hear it.
Oh, no, I'm good. I was just like, I don't know what. German?
I was glad that she got with her kids over the holiday, because they've had a rough time, haven't they?
They have, but I still feel like there's some intent.
There was only one there. Didn't only one have the...
It was Jaden.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking away my joy here. I was seeing it as a very loving moment.
And isn't he the oldest one that's now without the child support?
I believe so,
yes.
Yeah.
Huh? You want to hear the audio again?
Yeah, play it.
Is that common? And listen to you, Tracy.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
That's solid, huh?
Yep.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The Odyssey app is out there, and it's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Plus, you'll get the podcast there later on today. The weather is actually the news today. It is slick. Snow's coming down. I think the snow's going to continue. From what I saw here on TV, the snow will continue after noon today. So
yeah,
maybe 2 to 3 more inches of snow on the way. And it's slick, so be careful, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's this is the stuff I don't really like. Like, I like a full-blown blizzard. This stuff kind of annoys me.
Yeah, and we're gonna get today, and then I think we get Thursday, and again on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So we've got two more systems coming through. And tomorrow morning, the low is supposed to be around 7 degrees. It's going to be single digits.
Yeah.
So it's cold.
That's just annoying.
And it's not going anywhere.
And you know what? I feel like I've been neighborhood shamed.
Why?
Because everybody's turned off their lights but me.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they've all turned off their Christmas lights. And I feel like, because mine is a beacon in the neighborhood, like literally, it's so bright. It's like.
You're the only house.
Yeah, I have Bethlehem going on, like, but like times 10. And so everybody's turned off their lights. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm the odd man out.
All right, I got an idea. Okay. I got an idea. Right. And this is just to make you feel better, okay? Maybe what they're doing is like they know they can't compete. With your...
No, I lost.
Well, I saw your pictures. You should have won. I think you're just blackballed in your neighborhood. I think that HOA hates you, okay? Yeah. They don't care for you at all.
In fact, the news anchor, I won't mention who she is, the news anchor that lives in my neighborhood, she won.
Oh, really?
She kisses ass all the time.
Yeah.
When it comes to, she loves the HOA. She probably contributes to their fund.
She's probably on the board.
Yeah, she probably is on the board.
Yeah,
she won?
Oh, it's rigged. Jamie, I saw your setup. It is a rigged competition.
Exactly.
You should have won. Mm-hmm. And I think some of your neighbors know that you should have won and you got dissed.
Yep.
And they turned off their lights just to showcase you for January.
Just thank you. Maybe that's
Jamie,
it.
Jamie White showcase. It's like we can't compete with her. She should have won.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not that Biddy that's on the news.
She is Biddy.
The old Biddy. I ran into her one day at the grocery store.
Yeah, old Biddy. Yeah. I mean,
she
Betty.
Knew, she knew who I was.
Her name is Betty.
Yeah. She said hi to me. I thought, well, how the hell she know me?
Yeah. We're not friends.
Yeah, I know you're not. I know you're not. We won't neighbor.
Yeah,
her name's Lucy.
Yeah. Anyway,
did you see the story of the snow plows that stopped that high-speed chase?
Is that amazing or what?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really great.
And normally, I was under the impression there's never a chase here. Isn't that the law, that they're not supposed to do a chase when it comes to chasing a robber?
No, I think they chase.
It's just motorcycles. They're not supposed to pursue them.
Huh?
I don't know. Listen, he's been wrong all day.
What are you talking about?
Because they, they go so fast and it's really easy for them to escape cars. If they're doing like 100, they're just supposed to kind of let them go.
Hmm.
He knows the laws.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Okay, look at him. He's mad now.
Well, he was wrong about Demi Moore. He interrupted my report for Demi.
He's shaking his head. He's turned his mic off. He's all upset now over the moment. It's okay, man. It's okay. All right, so
anyway,
there was a robbery in Lakewood, close to my house, by the way. I live right up in that neighborhood. You know that, Jamie.
Wait, now you live
Golden
in Lakewood?
Boulder.
Well,
Lakewood.
It's maybe 15 miles from my house, but I live in that area. There's a robbery up there in Lakewood, and the robber took off on I-70 and was headed toward Idaho Springs. And the Idaho Springs Police Department got wind of it and started to pursue. Well, they called ahead because they knew the snowplows were out and got them to hem him in. Box him in so that they could catch him.
Well, I guess they all were on the radio knowing that this was coming up, and I thought that was so cool. The only thing I was fearful of as I watched this happen is, like, we don't know the mentality of that guy in his car.
No.
And that takes some bravery to box that guy in, not knowing if he's going to jump out of his car with a gun.
That's a good point, too.
And I was worried for them, to be honest.
I was under the impression that we're not allowed, or the police, not we, but the police aren't allowed to do a chase in Colorado like they do out in Los Angeles, because it's very common out there. In fact, it makes the news out there. It's a big deal.
Well, they have people helicopters and they watch it. Yeah.
Here's the news story.
To know how we got... we have to start with 27-year-old Brendan Fuchs of Denver, who police say was driving a vehicle with a broken taillight and plates that had been reported stolen.
That plate was connected to an alleged strong-arm robbery case that Lakewood PD had.
Police gave chase, and the plow teams saw what was going on.
Figured somebody was in trouble.
Police and sheriff's deputies tried and failed to stop Fuchs. So CDOT plow workers volunteered to get involved and create a blockade on the way up Floyd Hill, where Fuchs was headed.
He swerved a few times, but there's nowhere he could go because the concrete barriers that are out there, there's nowhere for him to go. And he couldn't turn around and back down the hill because all the police presence behind him.
Yeah. A dangerous move, considering they didn't know how Fuchs was going to respond to being caught. But they did it anyway, to keep the roadway safe, like they always do.
But these are the guys on the ground that actually fought the chase.
Way to go, Fuchs!
You know, it's funny because the one report I saw, they were talking about how we don't understand that they just, not only do they, you know, plow the roads or whatever, but they pull over and help people that are stranded in the middle of the road, like kick up the hill. They do all these different things, and we just feel like they're just, you know, plowing the snow or whatever. But
oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, so it was.
So they do roadside assistance?
Yeah, I mean, if the guy is like stuck on the side and they're like, well, you need to kind of get over.
Yeah. I mean, they're the only ones that really can assist with that.
I've got a little tip. If you're a robber out there and you're going to plan on robbing a bank today or something like that, don't be driving a car with a taillight out.
Yeah.
You got a stolen car. At least make sure your taillights are working. That's going to get you pulled over.
You know what? That's a great PSA.
Thank you. I like to take care of my robber friends out there, you know.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Got a trivia question for you.
Yeah.
You don't seem very excited.
So I'm sorry. I'm in a loop from hell with United Airlines in my bag.
Oh no!
Oh, you didn't get it back?
No, and I'm just in this like horrible chat loop from hell.
I thought yesterday when we left the show that they had notified you that
they're at DIA.
Oh, yeah. It's here.
They're at DIA, but they're not out for delivery. And then when I put out for delivery, they're like, enter your information. I keep entering my information. And they're like, did you get your assistance that you wanted? And I'm like, hit no. And I hit no. And then they take me back to their systems, operating systems needs to be redone.
If you weren't listening to the show yesterday, Jamie's out in California. She's coming back here. She gets on a flight and on the runway, they abort the takeoff. They're already at high speed and have to hit the brakes.
Yeah.
And so therefore you switch planes and whatnot, and the luggage didn't make it. So you've been looking for your luggage for a couple of days now.
Uh-huh.
Although yesterday here on the show, you were very optimistic because you'd got notification that it was leaving California at 8:30 yesterday morning.
Right. And I have notification that it has arrived at 1 p.m. yesterday, but it's not out for delivery. And then I keep going into this circle. And then it said due to the conditions in the, not Middle East, Midwest, in the Midwest or whatever, the wait time on phone is over 90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
So I've been on this robotic chat that their systems needs overhauled. I don't know. Yeah, because it keeps going back to the same place.
I guess
anyway, I'm sorry about that.
I guess there's a lot of cancellations this morning, too, out at DIA because of the weather, obviously. And, you know, I know we're used to it and they clear it off very quickly out there. But still, they've got some cancellations. You might want to check this morning.
So that's why I was not. So trivia. I'm ready. I love trivia.
Right.
You know, and I'm really good, by the way, at trivia. Have you ever played at bars? I love that.
No. This is more of a current pop culture.
I know, but I'm just telling you. Have you ever played at the bars?
I'm terrible at it.
You are?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed.
So I put my four fingers on the A, B, C, D, right? And then as soon as it takes down one, I pop the other finger. I was like, because it's like from playing the piano.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then, gosh, you're on it. Points.
You know, if it's a certain category, if it's like history or, you know, naming, you know, capitals and states and stuff, I still retain all that from school. But most trivia, I'm really terrible with it. Really bad.
All right, go ahead.
This has to do with J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Okay.
They finalized their divorce yesterday. Their net worth between the two of them is $550 million. Okay. How much of that do you think is J-Lo?
Oh, well, she had...
Anybody know the answer?
She has a clothing line.
Okay.
She had a clothing line. Again. She has a cosmetic company. She's just Jenny from the block. She used to have a little, but now she's got a lot.
Yeah.
We don't need her complete catalog read to us. It's a simple trivia question.
And
$550 million. And how much of that money is hers that the court yesterday with the paperwork they filed that she will walk away with?
$350 million.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Was it?
Good. Well, it's good. Good, good,
oh,
Carson.
Oh. I'm gonna go 400.
Okay. Schmidel?
125 million, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. 400.
400, okay.
I feel like Carson saw it.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
No. Yeah. He's a cheater when it comes to stuff like this. Yeah.
He does.
You are.
I didn't see it.
No, you are, though.
You do that. You are. You do that. You do that.
Look at that smile. Yeah. I mean, that's a dead giveaway right there.
You know you do that.
Yeah,
it's like a weird thing. It's like, you're like, I gotta be right.
Yeah, cheater.
Listen, I may have done that in the past, but I didn't do that this time.
Can't we just do simple trivia?
Right?
Without cheating. Nope. $400 million. Yeah. He's worth $150 million. Now, that's not chump change, but still.
You know why? Because she's just Jenny from the block. She used to have a little. But now she's got a lot.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, your pukey morning show. Is she okay?
I'm a little worried by you two.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, and I think this is a first. I don't think that Jamie and I have ever had a little bug at the same time.
No.
But her and I both have this little bug this morning. She keeps calling it the norovirus. But if you know Jamie, she's out of the room right now, by the way. But if you know Jamie, she always jumps to the, you know, whatever the hip virus that's going around. If it's bird flu, norovirus, anything like that, she jumps to her own conclusion to what it is.
It could be the norovirus, though. Yeah,
well.
It really could.
I don't know. I don't think I have the norovirus. I think it's just something that's got my stomach a little upset this morning.
I had that exact same thing over Christmas. Actually, on Christmas Day, I had my stomach just wouldn't settle down. I had to make myself throw up to even feel better.
So she literally has left the room to go try to... Well,
pull
you know
trigger.
Why.
Yeah.
You know why. Yeah,
do try it.
I just did. I just took a break and went down to the restroom during
that.
That's
crazy.
And I did. So we both have this bug, and I don't know what's going... Oh, here she comes.
What?
I'm talking about the norovirus.
No, it's so contagious. It's funny because yesterday I was like, ooh, I feel a little nauseous. That is crazy. And I haven't taken semaglutide in like 3 weeks or whatever. So it's not that, obviously. Because usually if you take a shot, the semaglutide, you'll get a little nauseated, right?
Yeah.
I haven't taken one of those forever. And so then I was like, what is going on? And I'm like, oh, it's norovirus. And so I came in. And I told you guys, I was like, oh, all night last night I was asking Alexa, what time is it? What time is it? And I took that Ibiterol, whatever. It's anti-nausea.
Yeah.
It's over the counter. And I took like three of those and it knocked it out. It was really good, but I didn't bring it with me.
Oh.
And then you said that you had the same thing and you just went and threw up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we were talking about when you walked back in here, that you were out of the room. And I said, it's kind of a first because I don't think you and I have ever had this same little bug
at the same time.
No. You know, normally it's either you or me, one of the two. And I rarely get sick.
Yeah.
I've got a pretty good immune system. So I don't know what it is, but it's in the air.
And I know. And close. I was like, this morning I was like, there's no way you can call it me. I was saying to myself, there's no way I can call in sick on the second day.
That I know, after having 2 weeks off.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to power through it. It's going to be fine. But then... Part of the reason is, and this is just honest, is that when people start talking about being nauseated, it literally makes me nauseated.
Well, it you think about it more and it enhances
it. So I blame you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You always do. You always do. Got to blame me.
Yeah, I got to.
I don't know. There's a bug going around, but it's going to snow up until about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this afternoon. So the temperature's going to remain cold. In fact, single digits by tonight. So this isn't going away anytime soon.
Going back to the illnesses and all that, bird flu, I guess, killed somebody, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Did it?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's. I think I saw. Did I see where one human had transferred it to another human?
I'm not sure.
I think they came out with that when we were on vacation, that it actually happened for the very first time.
It says somebody passed away in Louisiana, first death of bird flu. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is that I guess they already had some
underlying conditions. Yeah.
Yeah. So they had some underlying things going on.
Oh.
But you just bought eggs. Just be careful.
Man, I went to the store yesterday.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
No.
I went to the store yesterday, and Schmidl, you were dead on, man.
Yeah?
Eggs are so expensive.
They are,
I bought an 18-pack, and it cost me $12.
Holy
$11.78.
That's insane.
Wow.
Yeah, $12 for eggs.
That's wild.
And
yeah.
They even have the bird flu in them.
They don't have the bird flu in them.
You don't know. They might.
No, but they had plenty of eggs.
But even a little extra to get extra.
Even a dozen eggs was over $9.
Oh, that's so God. Much money.
Stinking eggs.
Yeah, last time I went, it was $4.50. $9 is insane.
$9 for a dozen eggs.
First
that was a
U.S.
Super
bird flu death is announced in Louisiana. So there you go.
My father-in-law, who's at the house, right? Mm-hmm. So yesterday, he ordered from Whole Foods to be delivered. And all he ordered was a bag of wings.
Wait.
They showed up at the door with a delivery yesterday from Whole Foods.
For a bag of...
With a bag of wings. Well, that's it. That's all we had.
And just be aware that they have a little thing going on where they charge you immediately $10 delivery tip.
Good. He deserves it.
Well, I know, but it's
just
probably
a bag of wings.
But it's probably on your account.
Yeah. I said...
I'm sure your wife gave him your account.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with your credit card attached.
So good.
Oh, it's starting to hit home now.
Yeah, the tip was on $10.
It was on me.
Yeah,
so it was free to him.
Yeah,
they were pretty good wings.
Yeah, my guess is he doesn't have a Whole Foods account.
I gotta check into that when I get home. One bag of wings. That was it.
Well, and the thing is, I don't know how to shut off the automatic $10 tip.
I
cannot
tell you either,
figure out.
You're not joking. There's an automatic $10 tip on anything from Whole Foods.
Yeah, when
I
they
didn't
deliver.
Know that.
Yeah,
I've never had anything from Whole Foods. That's the first time I've ever gotten anything.
Yeah, and I'm always like, how do I get it? And then by the time I want to go in and like discover how, because everything you can't do anything on your app. You have to go in on a hard computer.
Yeah.
To literally do anything with Amazon to take off any streaming services or whatever, they won't let you do it through your app.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I've never ever in my life gone into a Whole Foods. Never been in the store.
That's crazy.
And I've never eaten anything from there that I know of anyway. But until yesterday, these wings he ordered were unbelievable.
I've been preaching forever.
No, you're dead on, Jamie. Yeah. I mean, I got to give you props on that one because those wings were delicious. Now, I'm sick this morning and throwing up, but they were delicious.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Just saying.
Sure,
I don't know
client.
If that's an endorsement or not, but they were good.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, so this is crazy. You know, I have Jamie's Bravo Bunch, which is a Facebook page, and we talk about Bravo stuff, but we also talk about really every documentary and everything, and all the people are talking about, and I thought we had already talked about this, but I guess there's another documentary that's come out, and it's that Natalia Grace. I remember she's supposed to be like 6 years old. Remember, she's from Ukraine.
I saw part of that. It was disturbing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all talking about it right now. This was posted January 6th, 2025. Viewers are in for a ride when the curious case of Natalia Grace, the final chapter, returns for its third and final season in January. The Investigation Discovery series follows Natalia Grace, a Ukrainian orphan with a rare dwarfism condition, as she is forced to navigate a number of seemingly insurmountable challenges. Per a press release, it says the first two seasons have followed Grace's legal battle with her former adoptive parents. Do we know what this is on?
Didn't her parents adopt her? The adoptive parents, didn't they give her back or something?
I feel like they did.
I think they did. I think that she was beyond there
because she was actually 22. And not six or something
right.
like that.
Right, and then they felt duped or something or couldn't care for it, and they gave her back.
The show's on Max.
Thank you.
Yeah. I only saw one episode, and I didn't even watch the entire thing, but it was a little disturbing, I thought.
A DNA test suggests that Grace's age was closer to 22, making her about 7 years old when she was adopted. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm not involved, but all I know is Jamie's Bravo Bunch is all crazy about it. So, yeah, season 3 is out, so if you want to see that.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Hey, crazy. As BJ mentioned earlier, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck reached a divorce settlement. Both parties waived spousal support in the settlement in addition to waiving further discovery proceedings. Once a judge signs off on the divorce, which will be next month, they will be free at last.
Yep, they had a prenup, so everybody splits and goes their separate ways.
Right, so now next month it'll be signed, and she is going to be dropping Affleck as well.
She'll
she's going to be Jennifer Lopez. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be Jennifer.
Oh, I thought she was dropping the duck. I thought she maybe had that insurance. Affleck.
What?
When you said she's dropping Affleck, I thought you meant she was dropping her insurance.
No.
The
no,
duck? No, I swear no, I did.
Affleck.
Oh, but
yeah.
I'm sick. I'm okay. Not feeling good.
Let's hear. Thank you for contacting the United Baggage Recovery Center. We appreciate your patience.
You're consumed over your luggage. God.
Please accept my heartfelt apologies for this unpleasant experience. It is not indicative of the standards we seek to uphold as your bag has been delayed. Please allow me another 5 minutes to look into this.
5 minutes?
Jamie's Guatemala coat is in there. So.
Yeah, my Guatemala coat.
You're going to need that tomorrow morning.
Or Canadian. What is it again? Canadian
Canada
duck?
Goose,
yeah.
Yeah.
Canadian
two
goose.
Two of them.
Yeah. They're inside the bag. And they're not cheap, folks.
No, they're not.
Now, I don't shop over there at the duck company, but I'm telling you right now, they're not cheap, and they're lost right now.
They sure are.
Jamie's looking for them.
I need them.
Yeah.
Especially in this weather. They're so warm, literally, because the one that I got is Arctic rated, and it's so warm that you can't even wear it. It's so hot.
And today, of all days,
I know.
You
and
need
tomorrow.
Your duck.
Yeah,
and tomorrow's
going to
be seven. Tomorrow's going to be like seven. Yeah.
Oh, man.
If I get frostbite, I'm going to sue United Airlines.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Their operating system is really, really. Anyway. Okay, yeah. So that's that. Jennifer Lopez, I already told you about that. Post Malone, what a great guy Posty is. Post Malone surprised a bartender in Houston. Well, first of all, I feel like he's a great guy, but I have some concerns, and I'll explain in a minute. He surprised a bartender in Houston with a $20,000 tip on Christmas Eve.
That's amazing.
Really?
Right? $20,000.
Whew.
Now, guess my concerns.
What?
Just
drunk?
No.
He's at a bar on Christmas Eve.
And he has a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's,
same.
That's,
yeah, drunk.
That's my concern.
Yeah, I would say you're liquored up if you leave that tip.
Well, not only that, but you have a little girl and it's Christmas Eve. Why are you at a bar?
Yeah.
I mean, Santa's coming.
Well.
You know?
Like, yeah, it sucks that bartender's working on Christmas Eve. She's a parent. She wants to be with her 9-year-old, but where's your kid?
Exactly. So that's the thing he's talking about is the woman says that she's working two jobs, told the singer she was away from her daughter on Christmas Eve because she had to work. She said Post was the most humble celebrity she's ever met and meeting him alone was amazing, but then she couldn't believe he left her a $20,000 tip. And again, just like Carson was saying is, you have a little kid too. Why are you at the bar? Santa's coming. It's weird.
You know, that doesn't make sense.
No, that's not healthy. That's not, you need to be home with the fam, you know, like getting together.
In matching PJs.
Yes, exactly. We got stockings to put up. We got a cookie and some milk to put out. I mean, there are things that need to be done before Santa gets there.
I got to tell you too, and speaking of kids at Christmas, having a 6-year-old and go through Christmas, it is absolutely amazing. I mean, what a time of the year.
Isn't this your fourth time?
Well, yeah, I had the other boys, but I forgot kind of how great it was.
Yeah.
But just the whole scene at Christmas and the anticipation of Santa Claus, it's just cool. Very cool.
Please expect to have your bag delivered.
Oh, here we go again.
Within
goose.
6 to 8 hours or as soon as possible.
6 to 8 hours.
Can't you just run out there and get it?
No, they're gonna
bring it to you?
Yeah.
Can they bring it here?
Then she's got to wait 6 to 8 hours here.
And after 11, we'll go out. The next morning is priority delivery. Okay, so they're going to commence my delivery at 8 a.m. this morning.
Well, they could come here.
Well, I don't think this is a real human.
Yeah.
But I'm texting.
Well, get somebody on the line.
She's trying to. That's the problem.
I'm just saying.
Does anybody have a great customer service set up anywhere? Anywhere you call.
Yes.
Any complaint
yes.
you... Who?
Yes. E470. They're amazing.
Are they live?
Yeah, they're
so
amazing.
So you actually talk to somebody?
Yes.
Man,
oh, that's
I tell you,
nice.
I had maybe 3 or 4 different situations where I needed customer service, and everyone I talked to sucked because you don't get anybody.
Yeah.
And they tell you you're on the hold. You know, your wait time's estimated at like 55 minutes.
Okay, but my favorite is when they leave you a callback. Like, they're like, hey, Press 1 if you want us to call you back. We'll save your place in line, and we'll call you when it's your turn. That's the best.
No, I like that one, too. But the worst is the IRS when it becomes 5 p.m. yeah. Eastern time, and they just disconnect you.
Exactly. No, yeah, you're exactly right.
Oh, my God.
We pulled up to a drugstore the other night, and this is all about customer service, right? So Elise has to get some medication. And we pull up, and literally, they close at 6, right?
Yeah.
We pull up, and it's maybe like a minute after 6. The lady literally is just helped somebody in front of us. She wouldn't give us the medication. No.
Sorry, folks.
It's 6 o'clock. We're not allowed by state law to give out the medicine after we close.
Really?
It's like, there is no state law. I can go over to King Supers and get it up until 8 o'clock. You're telling me that there's a state law? But she did. She literally pulled down
the thing,
that metal thing,
yeah,
and locked it right in their face.
Yeah.
And we're like, beat on it. Hey.
Remember when we were in Miami, I lost my phone, and I like reached through the wire cage as he was closing it?
Yeah.
No! No, my phone's in there!
Yeah,
I lost and found, and I got it, finally. Oh, my God. By the way, it's very important to put a picture on the front of your screen and know what it is, because they take a screenshot of your front of your phone, and you need to remember what it is. Not that it'd be hard, but because that's what they said, what's on the front? And I was like, it's me and my kid, and we're in the snow. And they're like, is this it? I'm like, that's it! That's it. Oh, God. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Okay, this is really disturbing to me. And it's a tangent, and you know, it doesn't have to do with celebrity crap. Did you see that fluoride in drinking water makes our kids stupid?
Yeah.
What in the ever-loving hell?
Now, don't... let's see, where is it? Great Britain, right? They don't have fluoride, right? That's why their teeth are all jacked up?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah. I think they have those summer teeth. You know, some over here, some over there?
Yeah.
What they call it, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the fluoride. Now, if we get rid of the fluoride, is that going to be us?
Yeah, we're going to have jacked up teeth.
We're going to all have jacked up teeth, or at least the kids will?
Yeah, unless you use toothpaste with fluoride.
But yeah, they're saying fluoride's really bad.
New research looked into 74 other studies exploring how the mineral affects children's brain development. It found a strong association between higher levels of fluoride in tap water and lower IQ scores. So here's my point on my tangent. Number one is I didn't breastfeed my son because I have a really poor diet and I don't think Truly's and pizza really go well with a child.
No.
So I used formula, but I used that one that said brain development. I think it worked.
Yeah.
But I used distilled water in it. So I never had fluoride in it. It always was distilled water that used with the mix, you know?
Yeah.
So that obviously worked. And then we used bottled water. That was his age group where it started bottled water. But you're damned if you do or you're damned if you don't, because if you drink the tap water, now it's going to give you brain damage. And if you drink the water in the bottles, now you're going to have plastics in your soul.
Yeah, tiny little plastics.
Yeah. So what do?
Just drink beer.
Yeah, good idea.
That's all you got to drink.
You know what? Thank you. I wasn't sure what to do. Yeah.
Or you could go with soda, but beer's probably better.
Probably so. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday because we're doing Dry January, myself and some of my friends. A few have already fallen off, but that's okay. No judging. We don't care.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
6 days in.
We just talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I ask you, is the crew going to make it? Are they going to make it? You were so confident.
I wasn't so confident. I said, I'm pretty sure most of them will, but there's already been a few that just said, I'm only doing it for today. Remember we had a couple
that
said.
They were honest. They were extremely honest.
They were saying, I'll try it today.
So they did Dry January 6th?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that was
it. They did Dry January 6th. Not Dry January, but the 6th.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So I was thinking about this yesterday as I was participating in Dry January. I'm like, I'm drinking so much Diet Coke, there's no way this could be better for me than Truly's.
You're right.
Yeah, you're replacing your
habit.
I know.
So I'm going to get some Truly's today.
Diet Coke. Diet Coke is listed as one of the worst for you.
I know.
More so than a regular Coca-Cola.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my gosh, I just bought Diet Coke to replace the Truly's. I have one now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is horrible for me.
She's lying. That's a Truly she's got in her hands.
Well, I actually bought the mini Diet Cokes, the little minis, because I was like, well, it'll be less, so it'll be okay.
You know what? I think the same thing when I buy Cokes.
Do you? It's like the little mini one.
Those things are such a ripoff, though.
I know.
They're more expensive and less soda, and people love them.
I do, because I feel like I'm being better for my health because it's a mini.
You're trying to be healthier. Yeah, it's a less serving size.
I don't know. Which do you think? Do you think it truly is better than...
From everything I'm reading, yes, yeah. I think it truly might be even better.
Definitely less sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this doesn't have any sugar. It's Diet Coke.
Yeah, it's artificial sweetener that gets you.
Yeah.
But no, you've not had a good run this morning.
Well, I was just thinking soda in general.
It's Diet
but
Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he said, Carson said Coke, so oh. I was just thinking sodas in general.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I'm done. Today
seems like a goofy day for some reason. No, I'm just joking with you, buddy, okay?
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. He's all upset. Is that it?
Yes.
We're done. BJ and Jamie. I have the super skinny. Ariana Grande, super skinny.
Man, she is so little.
She's the one in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her. She's skinny.
She's so little, but she's also just little.
Petite.
Really petite.
She
yeah.
looks like a teenager.
She does. Really does, yeah. She might have
all right, Jamie and I are looking out the window here. Well, Carson too, but we're looking out the window here. I don't understand why school wasn't cold today.
It is pure ice.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And it's not going to get better all the way past like 2 o'clock this afternoon. I mean, just call it quits. No school to, well, don't listen to me, but there is school today. But I'm just saying, yeah, yeah. Can you imagine somebody turn on the radio just as I'm saying, no school today?
Right. Yeah, but mostly everybody had school. There were some delays. But the thing is with this, as opposed to like a blizzard, it is pure ice.
Yeah, I could understand if the salt gets down, the roads get plowed, it's all good by noon, you got a 2 hour delay. There's nothing clearing up right now, it appears to me.
No, it's still snowing.
From what I'm seeing.
It's still snowing.
It's pretty nasty out there.
This was like, so it's always funny, like the difference in parenting, right? So I would be so excited when my son didn't have school. I would like scream and like call him and like, yeah, you know, I'm school. You know, like freak out because I'm working here. And he, back in the day, had a nanny to wake up with him. And I'd be so excited for him and everything. And then I'd be in the group text with my friends and they'd be like, oh my God, my kids are going to be home.
Yeah, like they dread it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's the difference between having like an only child where you're excited to have him home and like having three where you're like, oh my God.
I can always tell because when I'm driving home, I go by that place called Sled Hill.
Yeah.
And whenever school's out, I'll bet you there's 600 kids on that damn hill.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they are everybody just, that's the gathering place when school's out for Jefferson County or at least in that part of the county.
Right.
And that thing is just packed with sledders.
But then you have the grumpy parents like, I don't want to take them to the sled hill.
That's me. I've never been.
Oh, my God.
I just drive by.
You're kidding.
Really?
I've never been. I've never
been. Oh, you got to go.
It looks steep.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I can handle
that.
Can
I tell
you,
it's the walking back up that sucks.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Yeah, going down is easy. It's like, but then you realize you're in Colorado. There's altitude. And then you're like, I'm not as fit as I thought I was.
And do yourself a favor, don't get off the jump. Don't go off the jump. If a little kid made a jump, don't go off it.
Yeah,
I'm afraid over Sled Hill, it ends up in a ravine. I'm afraid I wouldn't stop.
Well, no, it's that you have a little kid that gets tired, and then they want you to pull them back up.
Yeah.
They want to set in the sled, so now you have, like, this lead weight, and you're trying to just, like...
Now it's a workout.
I'll never go. Yeah. Listening to you describe it like that, I'll never go.
No, you know what? Just go sledding and, like, or tubing or whatever in Winter Park. Yeah. That way they have... The little like escalator.
Yeah. Oh, that thing's a lifesaver.
Yeah, there's no walking. There's just even trying to get to the escalator, you're like kind of like that's a pain in the ass. But it's great.
If I were an elected official, I'd make it illegal to sled. No sledding! Get out of my yard!
Oh my God.
Right. All right, but schools are in, and it appears that just a couple of hours late for a lot of the schools. I mean, obviously, you're going to be notified.
Right.
But this weather does not look like it's getting any better this morning, and it continues to snow. It's supposed to snow for the rest of the day. Then a low tonight of 7.
BJ and Jamie.
Some people are saying that the roads aren't that bad, Jamie.
Really? They didn't drive on my roads because they were bad this morning and it's been snowing since we got here.
They said, suck it up, buttercup.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that is true because I've never seen people drive that slow on I-25 without traffic.
Plus, we're sitting here watching a car trying to get up a hill.
Yeah.
He can't. He had to turn around.
I know.
Then he's got his blinkers on. He's all confused. He's
terrified.
He couldn't even get up to the drive to the Marriott. He couldn't even get up that drive. Yeah.
There's a story this morning, and I love the story because it reminds me of Jamie. Jamie, several years ago, when GPS kind of first started coming out, okay,
yeah,
and we started relying on it a little bit, she decided to go to Coors Field. And ended up in like Longmont or somewhere.
Well, I just moved back here. So I didn't really remember where Coors Field was. And I ended up in like Arvada at a little league, a little league diamond that was called Coors Field.
And it wasn't her fault. It's what the GPS told her to do, you know? Yeah. Well, there's a car that's sitting at the foot of the ski area there in, is that Keystone? Yeah, Keystone. And the reason the car is there, it's the only car there, is because GPS told the driver to make a couple of turns, and he ended up right there at the bottom of the ski lift.
And by the way, I have compassion and empathy for this human. It is not your fault.
Yeah, but you do come out looking like a dummy.
Well, you followed the directions.
But you know not to turn toward the, gondolas.
But if everything's a whiteout, you're assuming that you're in a parking lot.
And it could have been dark.
Yeah.
There's not another car. There's not even a road. And you're turning. He's just sitting there at the bottom of the ski lift.
I know. Oh, my God.
Poor guy. Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Skiers dealing with a new obstacle at Keystone Resort, a parked car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Not supposed to be there. So you're seeing a sedan parked near the Mountain House base area. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says the driver of the car, who lives in Boulder, was following a GPS route to an employee housing complex Sunday night when the GPS told them to turn onto the ski area.
Oh, my gosh.
The driver did it. Listen to GPS, but got stuck and abandoned the car for the night. But the driver did leave a note with their phone number for easy contact. The sheriff's office says the driver did not get cited.
I do love GPS, though.
Did you see what happened, though, after that?
No.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. So I guess Parks, they ended up welding a jump over it. They ended up putting a rail over it so all the snowboarders could ride the rail over the car. It was crazy.
Nice.
They did.
Really?
Yeah.
They made a rail over it
and everybody's hitting it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's like, whoa, what a feature in the park.
Yeah. Time
they actually parked a car here.
They did not put a rail over it.
They welded a rail over it and they made it part of the features. They did.
If you're this guy, it clearly shows his license plate.
I know.
So you can look him up if you want to. But if you're this dude, I mean, you got to be a little bit embarrassed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that
could be a woman. We don't know.
Well, it could be anybody.
Could be anybody.
Anybody
we don't know.
That just follows GPS. I mean, we've all been in that situation.
Well,
every single person has followed it wrong. I don't care who you are.
Yes.
You can't sit there and go, oh, that was a mistake, because we've all followed it.
We have. Yeah. We have.
Bastards.
BJ and Jamie.
It's definitely not a compliment to our team.
Wait,
that's for sure.
Just handed to me. Let me explain. Let me explain. Right, okay, right, this just handed to me. Right. Boop, 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 boop.
By the way, Spadil's going to want to weigh in on this. You know, he loves sports.
I know he does. All right, here we go.
Stand by.
All right, here we go. Breaking news. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
I have carbon monoxide poisoning. I tried to tell you that.
Oh, my goodness.
We have carbon monoxide poisoning in here,
we
you guys.
Do not
we
have
all the. Did you not hit all the symptoms?
I did, but I have those symptoms every day.
No, exactly. We can slowly have it every day and
like
then go
every
out
morning.
But every morning. And then, no, listen, and then it clears up, and then we come back in here and we get it again. I'm getting a monitor.
I feel like we need a detector. Yeah,
because. See?
Breaking news.
The Bengals head coach has urged the NFL to investigate the Chiefs for allegedly throwing their Week 18 game against the Broncos. He claims the Chiefs deliberately lost to manipulate the playoff seeding and eliminate the Bengals. Seen as a serious Super Bowl contender, this bold accusation has sparked intense debate, with many questioning the Chiefs' motives. All eyes are now on the NFL's next move.
You know, a portion of what you just read is probably true. Yeah. It's probably true.
It does make
it's
sense.
It's probably true that a lot of teams out there did not want to play Cincinnati. They've been on a roll. They got a great quarterback.
Yeah, right? Joe Burrow's going to win MVP.
Yeah, so you got a point there. But, again, it's not illegal, and it's within the right of the Kansas City Chiefs not to play their starters if they want to
sit them on the
bench.
So let me understand this.
Okay.
Are the Bengals a better team than the Broncos?
I would say yes.
Yeah, and they did beat us.
So that was intentional.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say it was. Okay. But there's nothing against it.
So we're that team, though? I didn't know we were that team.
We're that smelly kid on the bus.
Oh, yeah, we're the ones you want to play in the playoffs.
Because you can run us over.
No, you guys, I was so excited. Don't make us that team.
Nope.
We are that team.
Nope. All right, here's what
our team bus can park at handicap. When we get to Buffalo, you'll find us in the handicap parking spot.
Notice that's I'm not commenting. Notice I'm not commenting. Canceled that guy right there. All right, let me tell you what AI is saying about the synopsis of comments, okay? Commenters are divided on the Bengals coach calling for an NFL investigation into the Chiefs' alleged intentional loss. Some argue the Chiefs prioritize player health, while others see it as a manipulation. One commenter criticized Andy Reid's decision to bench starters, calling it disrespectful to the second and third string players.
Okay.
All right. was AI's synopsis.
You know, and there's probably some truth to this. There's probably truth to nobody wanted the Bengals in there because they are a good team
now. This isn't what the game is about. The game is about playing our people, everybody, the starters, going for it, and whoever the best man is, the best man is.
No, when you've wrapped up first place, you don't want to get anybody hurt. Right. You want to move on to the Super Bowl. It's about winning the Super Bowl.
And how do you do that? You manipulate the game by playing the Broncos without anybody out there, and you lose, right? 0-28.
Oh, so you're for Cincinnati are you?
I'm just saying, you know, if we're going to play ball, let's play ball, right?
Well.
I mean, they did eliminate a dangerous team.
Well,
they did.
I've never heard you so adamant about a football game.
I'm just saying, like, let's play it right, okay? Let's not start doing X's and O's and moving people around so we manipulate the game. Like, let's play.
You know, I will say this. It was tough to watch that thing on Sunday, okay? I felt sorry for
Kansas City
people.
I turned it off. It was boring.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, I told you I was in California waiting for an airplane, and people were mocking us.
They were?
Yes!
I mean, because everyone was going, so they were cheering so loud, and we were so amped, but we were playing the backups.
They were mocking us because they're like, this is the only way they can
win.
It's
an embarrassment. Yeah. I get it.
I mean, they almost beat the Chiefs, though, like the first time they played them. They were a field goal away from doing it.
I remember.
Yeah. Almost. Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
True. Yeah. So. We're being mocked at that little bar in California.
Yeah, we are being mocked. It was embarrassing. It looked like we were playing a peewee
game
out
there. It was sad. And then our fans, like Carson is saying, our fans felt like we just knocked off the Chiefs' first stringers.
It was like we were going to the Super Bowl. It was
I mean, half that team was on crutches that we beat.
I know, but like, don't you think if we're going to play the NFL, in the NFL, right? You got one job. You got one job. Play the game.
No, well, I think the Chiefs earned the right to be able to do that.
You're
because
in the NFL.
The like, Bengals, you know the what? Bengals the suck, NFL. Though. It sucks to suck. Like, if they would have played
they
better.
They don't suck because otherwise we would have not had this
but
situation.
But if they would have played better, they wouldn't have even been in this situation.
But, I mean, you even said the guy's going to be in MVP, right?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah, so they don't suck that bad, apparently. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, too. What about the people that paid X amount of dollars for those tickets?
Oh, right.
And you go to the game and that's what you saw? 38-0 blowout with a bunch of names that you don't even recognize. You don't know one player on that other team. That's kind of a ripoff for the fans too.
I agree
with Jamie on that.
You're being paid all this money. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL.
It's one job.
And it's only football.
Exactly.
It's not world peace. Okay.
Whoa.
It's
that
only
is big. No, I'm agreeing.
Was that
with
pretty
you.
Good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Don't say it out loud.
Because like mine was like funny. Like with Jeremy was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I didn't really believe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's looking good this morning.
She looks great.
Yeah. On TV with it snowing her outdoors. We're talking about Kylie Burse over there at Fox 31,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
And she's outdoors, the snow in her hair and stuff. She looks really cute. And I made the mention, Jamie first of all.
No, no, no. No, you did. No, I didn't say a word. I did not say.
Can we agree that we both said it?
No, no, you started it.
I did it?
Yes.
Yeah, it came out of your mouth first.
Oh, shut up, Carson.
You did, because I was just talking about how great she looked. I go, oh my God, Kylie looks so cute with the snow.
You didn't slip in a little something there?
After you brought it up, yes.
Oh, you did after?
Yeah, yeah.
But you did before?
No.
I wonder why I thought that way.
No, I don't know.
I came back with a remark. You go. And Spadil, don't take this the wrong way, but you probably will. I said, man, look at her. And Dylan, Dylan thought he had a shot at that. That's what I said. That's
you go
said.
Like this.
Okay.
Yeah, and you think Schmidl thought he had a shot of that.
That's exactly how he said it.
And he goes, whew. And then I said, yeah, that's really being a little egotistical, thinking that you could hit that.
There you go. That's what you said. That's what they said.
Well, we're both in the media, you know? I just thought, like, you know, we have the same kind of field, right? So maybe we would, like, link up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, she's got days, excuse me, she's got days where I thought you could have had a chance. But today she looks really cute, so I don't think
what
you
days
had a shot.
Were those?
Yeah, what days?
I don't know. Back like last year.
The days that Dave Frazier was filling in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And it looked like Dave Frazier.
I've seen her a couple of days where I thought that Schmidl.
I think
Schmidl
has a better shot with Dave Frazier than Kylie.
And I hear Dave's up for it. That's what I hear.
Cut down one tree doesn't make you a lumberjack.
Man, the snow continues to come down.
It does.
And I know that some people are saying, hey, it's supposed to stop at 11 or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But it's going to snow up in the next few hours, it looks like. And the roads are horrible.
It is.
I don't
icy.
Care where you go.
Yeah, it's very
it's really bad, right?
I know. Do you ever follow the snow plows?
No.
No.
I can't think of, no, not really.
Because you follow everything. Like if you find an app or something, like, you know, that bald eagle is going to have, like, babies and stuff. Eggs are gonna, but you don't follow the little, sometimes I just watch the little app, and I'm like, they're not even close to my house.
Yeah, I'm seeing where they're going.
I thought you meant if I were on their tail, like if I'm on
C470,
am I tailing them?
No, app, the C dot app where you can watch them.
No, I don't. I don't follow the plows on there.
Yeah, because I do feel like if I'm a plow dude, or girl or whatever, I'm like, man, they're tracking me a lot. You know, like they track their speed, where they are. Like they can never pull over and just be on their phones.
No, you got to be on it. Yeah.
Because we're watching I'm bringing this up because we're watching we have an inloader that's clearing off the driveway here at the DTC. And the guy keeps pulling over. I'm not even kidding. Every like 5 minutes to be on his phone. And he just sits over there and he like looks at his phone, watches it reel.
5 minutes go by, he hasn't moved.
And we did the story earlier this morning that there was a snowplow situation where
cool.
a couple of snowplows actually stopped a guy that had robbed a bank or something, robbed something in Lakewood.
Yeah.
And he was making a run for it. And
he was on I-70.
Hemmed him in on I-70 past Idaho Springs.
Yep.
I guess the police called ahead, knew the plows were out, and the plows said, you're not going anywhere. Line.
Yeah. Three of them. They got him in just
that's
right
so
in the
cool.
corner. But I would be so scared to do that because I was afraid he's going to jump out and start shooting.
No kidding.
You know, that's the only scary part.
Yeah, roll up your windows.
Well, okay.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
The glass is going to stop a bullet.
I think they should fill up the cab with water.
Okay, I'm just saying. Then Jamie tells me that they do roadside service. I didn't know that either.
Well, the guy in the report, he says, you guys just think that we push snow, but actually we're out there all the time doing things like this. You know, they stop that guy. If there's a car stopped in the middle of I-70, they'll help them out and get them over.
That makes sense.
You know.
I saw a guy at the gas station yesterday. I go to this specific gas station because they have that non-ethanol gas. You know what I'm talking about?
Non-ethnic.
No, ethanol. Yeah, you can't hardly find it.
So, you know, the really clear stuff.
Oh, my God.
And there was a guy, and he looked like a typical, you know, snowplow operator.
Really?
Okay?
What does one look like?
Describe
overalls.
That.
Overalls.
Yeah. He had the overalls on. Okay. He had he was all bundled up, ready to go.
On.
Had the plow on front, gassing up, getting ready for snow overnight.
Okay.
He told me he owned 20, you know me, I like to talk when I get to the pumping my gas. Because I get really bored out there. Just me and a pump.
Yeah.
All right. So the guy's sitting there and I say, hey, bub, where are you going to plow? You know? He said, I got 28 trucks. We're going to be all over the metro.
Wow.
We're gonna be everywhere. You could see dollar signs in his eyes, man. This guy was ready for the snow and just ready to just make some money.
So he's a smoker?
Oh, I don't know. Smoke at the pump.
I got that image, too.
Taking a breath. No, I was just saying that you sound like a trucker.
Speaking of which, what do I do about this, okay? What? So I was at Phillips 66, right? I fill up my gas tank. I get a notification from American Express that I've been charged $135. You know how they do the pre-thing? You know, the pre-thing?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I was waiting for it to fall off. This was yesterday. It still hasn't fallen off. And it said, first it said pending, and then it said charged, $135. But I never got a receipt from the gas pump. I mean, obviously it wasn't.
You used $135?
No! I did not. But obviously they did that pre-thing and charged it all the way through.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, what do I do? Help.
I think you can call them and contest, but I don't. You might have to have a receipt.
Oh, like you live in an American Express world.
the
you don't live in that
you
world, and
contest.
I don't either.
That's
you and I cannot
works.
Afford those cards.
Any credit card is the same
thing. She's
got
that platinum metal thing, okay? You and I, so don't try to give any kind of information, because you don't know. You don't live in the, what is it called, the AE world?
What?
The AE
Amex.
World.
Amex.
Yeah, the Amex. See, I don't even know the term. Turned me down so many times. They laugh every
They're
time I apply.
They're all the same.
I'm just saying, Chappelle.
And you know, and it said take receipt, and it went, and then it was out of paper.
You know what's funny? I never take a receipt. After.
Well, guess what? Now I'm telling you guys, you need to take receipts because they charged me $135.
Yeah. I don't have an answer. I don't live in that world.
It's not a world. It's just a.
Well,
it's a kinda, thing that can
it's
happen
kind of
to
an
anybody.
Uppity world. I mean, Chappelle and I, we only apply and can get credited with something like a Southwest card, right?
That one's really hard to get, though. That's not easy to get.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, she lives in the uppity world of the Amex.
I'm not in the uppity. Listen.
That's uppity world,
Can
Jamie.
I tell you something? That I try to tell you guys, the perks that this thing has are insane.
We can't get qualified.
Yes, you can.
Okay? I'm trying.
If I can.
I just tried like a week ago.
If I can, you can. Listen, I let my storage unit go to whatever you
collections.
Call it. Collections. Yeah. And I still got one.
You've got something in the background they're seeing, and they're saying, yeah, this is a ripe one. We'll take her.
You get hotel checkout at 4 p.m., not 11.
That is pretty
That's
sweet.
Great. Yeah. You get to check in at 11 and not 4 p.m. Come on. And then I stayed at the Wynn, and they gave me $150 credit back.
It's a different world, Spadil.
Amex is a different world.
She lives in a whole... I'm trying to tell you.
You have to be able to pay that credit card off in one shot, or they won't even give it to you.
You get Clear taken care of. Clear is paid for. Everything.
It's the annual fee that gets me.
It's only $650 a year.
It's a lot.
Well, think about it. I just
the
paid for it.
The perks kind of pay for it.
I just paid for it, basically.
Yeah.
With Clear, and then you also get to use, I think, $150 at Saks Fifth Avenue to buy a pair of socks.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Socks.
Are you done? You're depressing me.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, because I literally applied for that son of a
gun.
You did? So, like 7 days ago, right after Christmas.
The American Express Platinum.
Yes.
And they said no?
Oh, they said no within 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think you would qualify.
No.
Me too.
No. Uh-huh. They don't like me at all.
You must have done something really bad, man.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You thought I was kidding about that credit card thing, didn't you?
What do you mean?
That I was just making up the fact that I'd been turned down.
Yeah.
And then I was telling Jamie, you know what I hate about these companies that turn you down for credit? Like American Express. See, I can't qualify for American Express, and I want that big, what's it called, the black platinum or something?
You don't want the black card.
Why?
Because it's like $10,000 a year.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I want American Express.
You want
because
the platinum.
Because I think it's pretty impressive when you whip that sucker out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
It makes that little rattle sound because it's got, you know, that
metal in it.
Yeah, yeah. Then, after I got denied, they asked me if I wanted a letter from them to tell me what kind of schmuck I am.
Why
you
were
they
declined.
Give you the reasons of why you're declined. Would you like a letter, a written form, for us to explain to you why you didn't get a card? No, I don't want to read that.
So it makes no sense to me, really, how these credit agencies work, because on American Express, I don't have a ceiling, right? It's unlimited spending.
Unlimited?
Yeah.
Oh.
But at Kohl's, I only have $500.
Yeah, that makes zero sense.
Well, Kohl's, they have to tighten down over there at Kohl's. It makes like, no wait, sense at all.
You only gave me $500.
Are you kidding? It's $500?
It's $500, yeah. Because they're like, your credit's not very good. We're only giving you $500.
You have a $500 at Kohl's? That'll take you places.
Well, yeah, don't forget about the Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, rock on. Okay, anyway, let's get to some tabloid trash. I just was seeing at the bottom of the news that they said the Brutalist, I guess the Brutalist is like a movie or a series or something like that. They said the director's from Colorado.
Brutalist?
Yeah, I've never heard of it. Me either.
Huh.
But they were at the Golden Globes, so... What is it?
It says, escaping post-war Europe, a visionary architect comes to America to rebuild his life, his career, and his marriage. On his own in a strange new country, he settles in Pennsylvania, where a wealthy and prominent industrialist recognizes his talent.
Whoa. Is it a movie?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, so the director or the producer or something's from Colorado.
Nice.
Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay, fine.
Well, when he started reading that, I thought he was going to say that the person in the movie was going to move to Colorado, but he went to Pennsylvania, and I'm like, no, I don't get the punch here.
No, no, like the director or the producer of the actual Brutalist is from Colorado.
It's distributed by A24. They're like really popular right now in like a cult way. People just love that production company. They did the car one that was really popular on Netflix, where they the Beef. You guys remember Beef from Netflix?
Where's the
Beef?
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Spadell, I don't know a word you just said.
A24 is a production company that people just follow. They really like what they put out. Yeah.
I put out.
She certainly does.
You know, the joke could have just been left alone. You didn't have to add on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just felt like you
needed to throw something in.
No, it was just a standalone.
That was just a joke. She doesn't do it.
Exactly. That's right. I'm like vacuum sealed.
Let's not go too far here. let's not get crazy.
No, I'm like I'm like Sierra. I'm waiting until
I'm born again.
Yeah, born again. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm like the Virgin Mary, but different.
I miss Sierra. Her and Russell. I miss them. Yeah, I do.
I actually looked for their little shop in the at DIA, and they moved out, right?
It's still there.
Oh, it's there?
Yeah, it's in C, though. So if you're flying United, you're not going to see it.
Oh, okay. Because I looked at the top where they usually were, kind of over there by McDonald's, I think.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
Didn't they have one down here at Park Meadows, too?
Yeah, they closed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Uh-huh.
Shut her down.
They closed that one fast.
Quick.
It was like less than a year.
Yeah.
So anyway, but we're in the playoffs, so that's good. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are in the playoffs, and we're going to play on Sunday, 11 o'clock. I got to figure out a good good recipe, something I can make for a little party. You know,
Italian,
now it's just me at the party. But
Italian beef with cheese. Nancy's Italian beef and cheese.
Yeah.
You screwed it up last
idea,
time
actually.
Because you got that hot pepperoni.
Yeah, I did.
It was too spicy.
Yeah,
but that is the perfect because
it is good.
You just put it on the countertop, and then people can just—it's on the crock pot, and then if they want another sandwich, they just go and they just put it.
It's a good recipe.
It is,
yeah.
A good recipe.
But Sunday, big deal. It's an 11 o'clock game. It's perfect. Get a good lunch going.
Yeah.
Watch a football game. They're in Buffalo, and I think we're gonna win.
I hate to do this to go back, but I was kind of only half-assed listening because I was really pushing Nancy White's Italian beef with cheese.
Yeah.
Did you say you're having a party, but only you are attending?
Yeah.
That's all of his parties.
My wife's out of town.
Yeah.
And so it's just, Frog's going to attend.
Well, won't your father-in-law be there?
No, he's going back to his place for a little while.
Oh, he
is?
Oh.
Yeah.
After Friday. He doesn't want to watch the game with you?
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. No, I'm going to throw a little party at the house, and it's me and Frog. And I'm trying to figure out what to put on the menu. That we'll all like. You know.
What to put on the menu for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, I'm looking at ribs.
All he wants is dino nuggets.
True. We could put that on the list.
Put a rack of ribs?
That's like the saddest
thing
ever.
I was just trying to say that a lot of people out there are looking forward to the game. Why not get up, get yourself a little party going, and watch a football game and have a great day on Sunday? That's all I'm saying.
I was watching a guy make prime rib. He soaked his prime rib. He bought a $200 piece of prime rib. He soaked it in milk. I told you my dad's been doing that for 800 years. He soaked it in milk overnight. And in
milk?
Yeah, milk. My dad always did that, except for I hated the color. because like chicken and and beef always look, didn't look like you see it at a, you know, at a steak place.
Wasn't
or whatever.
Natural, yeah.
It, yeah, it cuts down the enzymes and makes it super tender.
No kidding.
Yep. Yep. So good milk.
I've never done that.
He even injected it with milk.
No.
The prime rib.
I've cooked barbecue before with Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That's I like that.
But this is just to soak
it
overnight.
Yeah, but I've never heard the milk.
Because it cuts down. Well, my dad's always said it breaks down the enzymes in the beef and the chicken. I don't know if it's true, but.
Can't argue with Bob.
But the thing is, the chicken would look like it was white.
Yeah.
And it creeped me out
that
every time.
Weird.
Yeah. I was always saying, yeah. But it was very tender.
tender. I may have to give it a try then.
Yeah, there you go. All right, anyway, Jamie's cooking tips. From the girl that doesn't have a double oven that hasn't worked in, I don't know, 13 years.
Got a toaster oven.
Got a toaster oven.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to the game on Sunday, though. I think we're going to have a lot of parties, a lot of people, you know, having a little. I mean, again, it would be better, I think, if it were here and it was a 2 o'clock kickoff instead of 11 a.m., but still, it's a good deal.
And it's Buffalo, right?
And it's in Buffalo.
Okay.
And the weather's supposed to be actually better than it's going to be here.
Now, is it wrong to make buffalo wings? Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, like you might be like a traitor. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I never thought of that.
So. I know.
But like wings and football are like, a thing.
Yeah.
Buffalo wings.
No, you're right, Jamie. Yeah. Do not make buffalo wings, whatever you do. No, that's
teriyaki.
A great idea.
You got to make teriyaki.
Yeah. Teriyaki wings.
I wonder if business will be down at Buffalo Wild Wings, too. Because who wants to go in there unless you're a buffalo fan?
Buffalo
fame.
Right, right there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right, anyway. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. We learned from BJ that J-Lo has way more money than Ben Affleck.
Yeah, a lot more.
Yeah, right? 400,000? 400 million, sorry?
400 million compared to his 150.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what it was? It was her J-Lo collection at Kohl's. I bet really.
You know, it could be.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was worth that kind of money.
I didn't either. But she has a skincare line. I know that. She, skincare, and then she had her and what's the little scrawny guy she married for a while?
Mark Anthony.
Yeah, the Mark Anthony collection at Kohl's. They both had collections there.
Yeah.
I don't know what else she has.
Yeah, I don't know either. Mm. Does she have jewelry?
Maybe. I feel like she might.
I feel like she does, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
But she's worth a lot of money. We know that.
Yep. So they are officially divorced, and they waived all child support. Yeah, obviously. All spousal support, further discovery. It's all been waived. They're basically just going their own ways, right? And saying, calling it a quit.
And it was a prenup. And so they basically, a judge took a look at it and said, okay, you guys are good.
Schmidel, will you read all her houses, please?
Her houses? She has an 11-bedroom mansion in L.A., a Miami beachfront mansion, an 8-acre Bel Air mansion, a duplex in Manhattan, a Park Avenue condo, Jeremy Piven's Malibu mansion, an Encino home, and a Star Island mansion.
Why would you have all that?
Maybe she rents them out.
I mean, I could even keep my yard mowed. I got one house.
But I think they're investment properties.
Oh, you do?
Because two of them are from Malibu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of them are investment properties. Huh. Yeah.
She also has an alcohol brand, too.
Oh, that's right. The low alcohol.
Yep.
Yeah. Because everybody's like, why are you making alcohol? You know about Ben, right?
Oh, yeah. That was messed up. She rolled it out right when they got married,
too. Yeah, everybody's like, J-Lo, about Ben. But it was low alcohol. It barely had any alcohol in it. Yeah. So, anyway. Did I mention to you all that we're doing a dry January, myself and my girlfriends?
Yeah, but you've all failed already.
Well.
You failed already.
I failed on Sunday.
You have an excuse, though.
Yeah.
Anybody would want to drink
after
that.
Nobody has an excuse.
There
is no such thing as an excuse for failing.
When you're on that edge, no, that's an
excuse. When you almost die and slide off an airport and into a concrete barrier and you're playing, and then the exit slides went off and I had to jump on the exit slide and go down there. And then,
it's like Die Hard.
I mean, I got like burn marks a little bit on my face and stuff. You would go to the airport bar too and have a cocktail.
And now she doesn't have
luggage.
All right.
No luggage?
You sucked up some jet fuel. Big deal. Let me ask you a question, okay? Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's okay for you to head to the bar after a life-threatening incident like that, okay?
But remember, I didn't have anything to drink Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at 5, I did.
But what's not okay is being able to come back in here and brag about how you're into this dry January when you've already drank.
But I
That's the part that doesn't work. Now, the fact that you went and drank after... you slid off the runway.
Right.
That's okay. I don't mind that. But you can't continue to say, oh, we're on this dry January, me and my friends.
First of all, don't talk like Powerball Pete.
Yeah, but remember, it was just Sunday, and then yesterday, it was dry again. Today, it'll be dry again. So I just had one day. But if you had to go on one of those slides for an exit slide, oh, my God.
Well, when you go to AA meetings, you have to tell them if you've drank.
Well, I did tell you guys.
Yeah, but you keep claiming that you guys are on a dry January. You've already told me that you got like three or four friends that have fallen off the wagon.
Oh, but you're saying that like AA, you'd have to restart, right?
Yeah.
I was on a break.
Yeah. Now you got to shoot for a dry February.
Oh, so now January's shot to hell?
January's out the window.
Oh,
it's shot. It's shot. Yes.
Well, I feel like any day you can do it.
Yeah, you can still do it.
Any day is a day. It's one day at a time, they told me.
We could have a dry Tuesday.
You know, can you look up the dry January rules?
Okay.
I'm sure they're out there somewhere on the internet. But yeah, let's find out, because I don't think you can restart.
Yes,
I don't think
it's allowed.
You can. You can do a dry month.
No, but you can't brag about you're doing a dry January when you've already lost.
Okay, fine. Okay. I did a dry January 6th.
So this is the AI overview from Google. It says no alcohol, obviously.
Yeah.
Stay consistent. If you slip up, don't give up. Uh-huh. Get back on track immediately.
There it is. And she has.
Yeah.
I slipped up on Sunday because I almost died because the whole slides were deployed.
All right.
I because she slipped up, but she didn't give up.
And remember, the plane hit a concrete barrier and exploded, but I got out of there in time. My hair is only fried not because of bleach, but because of the singeing of the jet fuel.
Jet fuel. Yeah. Okay. All right. I apologize. I was wrong. The AI, I cannot argue with that. Exactly. Get back on the wagon, and you're still good for January.
Although, okay. I will tell you, when you know, I spent like 4 days with my kid traveling and stuff, we were talking about how off sometimes AI is.
Oh my God.
Because we would ask it questions while we're traveling, you know, like, what is this, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it'd be so off about its explanation. You're like, how did it get it so wrong?
And I don't know where it's pulling its information from either.
It is crazy.
It's a computer. I mean, it's whatever you put in. Well, whatever you put in is what you get
out.
It's
a computer?
Program. Yeah.
Whoa.
But I'm just saying, somebody, it's not a brain of its own.
Oh my God, it's
That's
a
what
computer.
Everybody thinks it is.
Oh no.
I will go home.
Well, we should go home because they're going to pull the gates.
Oh, yeah.
It is treacherous outside. People are going to lose their lives.
I cannot believe it. I know we keep saying this, but this whole school thing today, I'm a little perturbed by it, actually, because I got to go back out and get Frog at school this afternoon.
This is really about you, not about the school.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a part of the school, though. I'm a part of the system.
I like how you said off the air, gosh, I hope the workers don't show up today so I don't have to go get doors.
I would never say something like that.
By the way, why are you buying full-on expensive-ass wood doors for the basement?
It's what my wife wants.
Damn, she is.
She doesn't want that cheap crap. You know, we bought some of those.
Particle board.
Like every door in my house?
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
We have those sliding doors on the closets that we'd bought like at Lowe's or Home Depot or somewhere like that. And there's those really light, thin.
Yeah.
You slide one back, it goes boom, off the rails. It's so cheap, and it's just horrible. They barely even work.
Yeah.
So we want solid doors.
She's fancy.
Yeah, she is fancy. Yeah.
Because
bougie.
Putting real wood doors in your basement is crazy.
Yeah. She's got an American Express, too, though.
I have one, but I've never put real wood doors in my basement.
Yeah, real wood. Those things are expensive, too. Yeah. Man, they're like $500 a door.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you why you wouldn't do this, okay? What? Because your water heater is down there, and if it explodes or whatever, the bottom of those doors all warp.
Oh.
What? Of wooden doors?
Yeah. From the water. Every kind. Particle board.
Yeah.
All of them. Yeah. But you know what you need to do is get an alarm for your water heater.
Okay.
All right.
An alarm?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a water detection thing.
Gotcha.
Tell you that it explodes. Well,
let me know when it explodes.
Oh, my God. My water heater exploded in my basement because they always go out, right? I don't know how long it was before, even though I have a finished basement, I went down there one day, I was like, woo, it smells bad down here.
Was it flooded?
Oh, yeah, it was flooded bad. And it was like, there was mold growing on the walls.
Oh.
Yeah, that was fun. Because I never go down there, you know?
Yeah.
It's scary. There's like boogeymen yeah. down there.
I always turn the light off and run up the stairs still to this day. Because I get scared. I did that all the time at my mom's house. I would always get scared.
See, I always had to act like I wasn't scared in front of my son, even though one day, you guys, I left the patio doors for the basement open.
Oh.
I'm not, on the Bible, this happened. I walked downstairs and I had to show my son, like, it's not scary down here. You know, it's a finished basement. We have TV, all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And there was a cat in our basement. Because I'd left the doors open. Yeah, I mean, the cat looked at me. I looked at him. We both, like, pooped our pants. Obviously, it was Puss in Boots because he had pants on. I don't even know what that means. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell him, Trash.
I swear, the snow's gotten to us.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, that's what that's all about. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. They always... Hang on.
Okay.
There we go. Oh. That music sometimes just gets in the way of this show.
It really does.
It really does. Yeah. All right, so our boss came in here just a few minutes ago, and Jamie's right. He the way he was talking was almost like, you guys shouldn't have come in. It's too dangerous for you guys. You know, you could have wrecked you. You put your lives in danger.
I was like, wow. I felt like he was telling us, like, we shouldn't have come in.
That's a boss thing that you do at 9:30.
Oh.
If it were 6 o'clock in the morning, he would never say stuff like that. He'd be like, come hell or high water, we get there one way or the other.
Right. Okay.
That's what to tell you, right? But if you're a boss and you want to act like you're concerned about your show, you walk in at 9:30, right when they're about to do their last break, and go, oh man, I'm surprised you guys are here. Oh man, you put your lives in danger. I wouldn't have come in today, you know?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
That way it looks like he cares.
Okay, so how does he deal then with Slacker?
What do you mean?
Like, what's he going to tell him?
Oh, he probably went straight to his office, called Slacker up, and said, hey, look, there are no excuses. The morning show's here. Get your ass in here. We got a show to do. The Slacker show's got to go. Got to roll, baby.
Oh, really? So it's all just a...
But around 5:30 this afternoon, he'll walk into the Slacker show and say, hey, I'm surprised you guys came in today. Life in danger. That's the way management works.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
A bunch of suck-ups.
By the way, I'm surprised our boss is here, to be honest. There's only two people in the whole office, and I'm wondering if a lot of you are staying at home. Because
I think he's a lot like me, that he hates being at home. He just hates home. Oh God. It just
did you hear
you
that
got a
too?
Wife, you got a kid, you got this. Oh, I
well,
just tell
has,
you
a lot.
From remember, my own experience.
He has 8 children.
Yeah.
Me and him are like this, Jamie. Yeah. I mean, we're like eye to eye. We get it. Okay. I'd much rather. I was telling Jamie off air, we were gone for 2 weeks for vacation. Too long. I'm not doing that anymore.
I am.
I'm coming in. I'm coming back. I can't stay at my house for 2 weeks.
Well,
it was terrible.
Yeah, but you had just been in Hawaii, so no wonder.
I know,
but still. You were with the family for a long time.
I'm around the family almost, 3 weeks? Solid. I can't do it.
But here's the thing. Our boss, Kabasa, me and Mike, has like 8 kids, 10 kids. Yeah. How many does he have? 12?
12.
They're Mormon. They're a lovely Mormon family, and they have all those kids and stuff. And so I said, why don't you go home? Because it seems crazy. Nobody's here. And he's like, no, nobody's here. I can get everything done.
Yeah, he's like, that's why I'm staying here.
Yeah, I know.
He's not going to get anything done. He's going to sit back there and enjoy his day. He's got a TV back there. He'll watch a little college basketball. That's what he's going to do.
And
he just doesn't want to go home.
And
I don't
it's the
blame
only
him.
Time he can sip on bourbon.
Yeah. He's got a whiskey back there. Yeah. He's ready to go.
Because, you know, as a Mormon, he can't drink, but the wife won't know if he's sipping in here. Yeah.
And he'll have his, here's what he does, too. Yeah. He likes to shut his door and leave the keys in the door. It looks like you're on an important call.
Yeah.
Right.
If you open up that door, you'll smell cigar smoke and liquor. You're a basketball game on TV. Yeah.
No wonder people like just do not even like to work with us. We start rumors. Like, remember? Like,
whoa. People don't like to work with us?
No. No, because we
That's
say,
new to me.
First of all, he doesn't have 10 children. He's not Mormon.
He doesn't drink at work.
Yeah, it's like everything we said was just all a lie.
Even the cigars?
No cigars.
He doesn't have.
No, he's a runner.
All right, my bad. Sorry. Forget everything we just said there, okay? Maybe he is concerned about us. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Ooh. Are we a little early? I think we're just a little bit early getting out of here today, and that's because of the weather. The weather's really nasty out there. I think more of this weather is expected on Thursday, then again on Saturday. So we've got a week of this cold weather, but I think it's stock show, right?
Oh, stock show weather. Yeah, that's true.
The parade, I think, with the Longhorns is coming up on Thursday morning, so should be perfect for that.
Can I just show you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look at this. Look, see what this is?
Yeah.
See what that is?
Yeah.
That says my engine's running and my heater's on high.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to start mine.
Oh, you started yours too?
Yeah.
BJ, start your car.
I will when I get down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shredell.
It's going to be a cold one out there, man.
You don't have a starter either.
No, I don't.
Yeah. It's 21 degrees.
Me and you.
21 degrees outside right now.
Balmy.
My car, I'm going to open it up. It's going to be, I set it for 84 degrees.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What'd you say it was, 21?
21 degrees.
It looks colder to me.
Yeah, it does. Look.
It does. All right, we got to get out of here. You guys be safe today. I'm telling you right now, man, they're showing some of the pictures of some of the highways. Part of them are back east where they're having their own problems. But here in town, also people slipping and sliding off the road. Just be careful. That's all.
Yeah, there's a car flipped over in Aurora.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
It looked nasty.
It did.
Yeah, easily the slickest day of the year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we're only 6 days in.
I know. Oh, that's right.
It's a little joke. I throw it in there.
Did I mention I'm on dry January? 6 days in?
Yeah, 6 days. Yeah, seven days. Whatever. Seven days, yeah. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.